Welcome to Bull Island. This entire island is a coastal sandspit, which has developed as a consequence of man-made activities. It is amazing to have such a beautiful area so close to Dublin City, but with a real wild countryside feel. For most of its history, Dublin Bay had a long-running problem with silting, notably at the mouth of the River Liffey. After years of primitive dredging, the Bull Wall was completed in 1825, at a cost of 95,000 Irish pound. Over the next 40 to 50 years, Bull Island developed behind the wall, grew to what you see today and is still growing. Approximately 5 kilometres long and 1 kilometre wide, it is one of the most significant conservation sites in the city. It is both nationally and internationally important in terms of its conservation value. It hosts internationally protected habitats like sand dunes, dune slack and mudflats. It is listed by UNESCO as a biosphere reserve and protected under EU and Irish law as a special area of conservation and a special protection area. The area is also internationally important for nesting and wintering waterfowl and is designated as a Ramsar site, biogenetic reserve, wildfowl sanctuary and nature reserve. The southeast facing side is a flat sandy beach called Donnymount Strand. A walk down this beach will often bring you close to grey seals and common seals that live in the surrounding waters. It is fun to see them observing you from the sea or hauling out on the sand at low tide at the tip of the island near Howth. Harbour porpoise can also sometimes be seen out in the bay. Donnymount Strand is backed by marram grass anchored dunes, which also house St Anne's Golf Course, built in 1921. Many different dune systems occur here with a huge variety of plant species. There are many species of orchid, including the fascinating bee orchid, whose flowers mimic the shape of a bee. There is the only population of the really rare petalwort, Petalophyllum ralphsii, on the east coast of Ireland. This is such a tiny little plant that you would never find it unless you knew what you were looking for. The west or mainland side has a large linear salt marsh complex, separated from the mainland by intertidal mud and sand flats. A causeway built in 1965 divides the intertidal flats into the northern and southern intertidal areas. These intertidal areas are completely covered by water except during the lowest tides. Permanent channels drain these areas. If you look north, you can see Howth Head and the low-lying stretch of land connecting it to the mainland. Originally, Howth was an island, and indeed, in the Middle Ages, the preferred mode of transport to Howth was still by sea, as travellers overland risked robbery and murder. Howth Head contains more areas of wilderness that are protected by Irish and European law. Fantastic examples of heathland, sea cliffs, and many more can be seen. Beyond Howth lies Ireland's Eye and Lambay Island, two small picturesque islands. Ireland's Eye is great to visit as it is a bird sanctuary with a long, safe, sandy beach, which is ideal for picnics, swimming and relaxing in the peace and quiet. Lambay, on the other hand, is privately owned and, along with hosting an amazingly diverse colony of seabirds, supports a colony of wallabies, whose ancestors were exiled to the island in the 1980s when Dublin Zoo became overcrowded. Bull Island was also designated a bird sanctuary as far back as the early 1900s. And today, on a visit to Bull Island, you can often hear the haunting cries of curlew and oyster catchers as they probe the mudflat for food. In the winter, you can see flocks of Brent geese overwintering in Ireland's balmy weather, balmy at least in comparison to their Arctic summer homes. If you are really lucky, you may spot the rare little terns nesting in the sands. The Irish hare is also found on Bull Island, although its numbers appear to be falling. Foxes, hedgehogs, field mice and rabbits can also be observed. If you sit quietly enough, you might spot them going about their lives away from the hustle of the city. At the end of the causeway, there's a visitor centre on the right-hand side, which has displays and information on the flora and fauna of the island. Managed by Dublin City Council, who also manages the entire island, it provides a popular educational resource for primary, secondary and third level students, including PhD students. This centre is also a popular resource for NGOs such as Birdwatch Ireland and the Dublin Naturalist Field Club.